Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, also known as the Natural Sista, and I am here today to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. First of all, I would like to thank the divine Gaya Degbolola. She is a writer, a songwriter, and singer. She used to be with Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, if you recognize that voice. And that is her song, Hungry Woman Blues. And we certainly have the cure for any hungry woman or hungry man blues, for that matter, on this show. We're on second Sundays at 6. We serve up education on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Now, before we get started with this month's guests, let me share with you a little bit about myself. My company, or as I like to say, my ministry, is Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, whose mission is to facilitate restoration of balance to the mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. Now, my point of view has been shaped from a former 10-year career as a psychotherapist, several years of developing my intuitive gifts, and my current work with the body through massage and Reiki energy healing, as well as my work providing healing workshops, teaching public speaking, and facilitating conscious communication. I truly believe in empowering individuals to restore balance in their lives, and doing that by understanding the importance of addressing our mental and emotional, physical and spiritual needs in the process. So this radio program, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, provides an opportunity each month to expose our listeners to a variety of holistic healers who can nourish our mind, body, and soul. Before we get started into tonight's show, I would like to pause to acknowledge that today is September 11th, which marks the 10-year anniversary of the tragedy that occurred in our country. Now, if we could just have a brief moment of silence to remember and honor those who lost their lives on that day and those who are living with so much loss or pain or fear as a result. So let's just take a collective breath in of peace and love and light and gently exhale peace and love and light. And so it is. All right. So what is on the menu for this evening's show? Well, we're going to chat about a topic that everyone can relate to, especially today, stress. Now, we encounter stressors every day. Here in the D.C. metro area where I live, just the commute itself is a big one. Can I get a witness?
Absolutely.
All right, that's the amen corner. All right. Also, in this economy, people feel the financial crunch. And for many of us on the East Coast, we had a recent stress spike, as I call it, due to an earthquake, a hurricane with power outages and flooding, all within the, 1 to 2 week period of time. And then additionally for me, it has shown up with the start of middle school for our son Justin, who's about to turn 12, and the start of a new semester for me in school. And, of course, the list goes on and on. So tonight we have a panel of fabulous guest gurus who will educate us about stress and share tools to help us get out of distress and instead de-stress for success. Now, back for a repeat performance is Christina Rutheiser.
Hello.
I always call her Zena. You know, I want to try to remember Christina. I try not to confuse my listeners there, but Zena is a holistic nutrition professional and the human behind the Stress Monkey Guru blog and Holistic Stress Management Services. And what you may not see on her resume or her website is that she consistently kicks my butt in Scrabble, which I refuse to let stress me because I'm serious about my Scrabble. So I have to, you know, allow her to oppress me so I can go and oppress others. I kick their butts in Scrabble. That's something she doesn't know. Now, you think that I may need psychological help after that? Well, we have Danielle Hatchell, who's a licensed counselor and spiritual life coach, who I also discovered a couple of years ago doesn't just look like an angel. She sounds like an angel. She has an amazing singing voice. And then finally, we have Dana Smith, also known as the Jill of Holistic Trades, I'm told, who's a certified yoga instructor, and she's also a spiritual life coach and more. And something you need to know about Dana is that she is a brand spanking new mommy. So I hope she'll be able to stay awake during the show, and hopefully her new son will allow her to stay with us for the entire period. But if not, we understand. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. So what are we going to talk about first? I think it would be very nice for people to know a little bit more about you and your practice. So whoever wants to start first, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'll start. My name is Christina Rutheiser, and like you said, I'm the person behind Stress Monkey Guru, which is stressmonkeyguru.com, all one word, except for the dot. And what I do is I lead holistic stress management programs. And in addition to that, I'm the holistic nutrition consultant at the Integrative Health Center, which is on York Road in Lutherville. And I like to help people get healthier, both mentally and physically. So I like to do that with a variety of things. Nutrition is a big component of that, but, of course, there are other parts as well. And I know that our yoga person will be talking about that as a terrific tool. And there are other things that I'm sure we'll get into as well. But I like to combine all that together so that we're looking at managing stress in a holistic way and not just focusing on one thing.
Okay, great. Right. Who's next?
Well, I'll go.
No, go ahead, Dana.
Since I'm on a little bit of a time thing, this is Dana Smith. I'm the owner of Spiritual Essence Yoga. As Tanya said, I have a lot going on, but it all began with yoga. I'm also a certified Master Life Coach. I am registered with the Yoga Alliance, so I'm a yoga teacher and a trainer, so I bring others that want to teach this beautiful art into the fold. I am a Thai yoga massage practitioner and trainer, and a
Ooh.
Reiki master. Yes.
And okay, we have those two things in common, too. Wow.
Yes.
Thai yoga massage and Reiki master. Cool.
Yes. And I want to tell you that today is very special to me because 9/11 actually started my journey where I am today. I was pregnant with my daughter when the World Trade Center went down in the Pentagon. You know, I lost my mother-in-law in the World Trade Center, and immediately I suffered a level of stress that I had never dealt with in my life. And the difference was the coping mechanisms that I use typically for stress, you know, running a mile, doing some Thai bowl, you know, a glass of wine, that was not feasible being pregnant. So I had to look within for ways to cope with the stress, and yoga provided that outlet for me. And it also, and I went through postpartum depression with my daughter just because I was trying to support my husband, you know, through the loss of his mother and just really come to terms with the way that, you know, energy had shifted in the world at that time. And it really helped me to deal with depression and stress. And I felt better than I had felt in my life, to be quite honest. And I wondered, why weren't more people doing yoga? Why didn't I see, you know, yoga studios in my neighborhood? Why didn't I, you know, have conversations with my friends about doing yoga? It's because, you know, they didn't really have a good understanding of what it was. So I decided to go out there and get trained in order to bring this to people who are like me that, you know, have stress in their lives and just need a way, you know, that they can just really take control of their lives and just to deal with the stress. And it grew from there to where, you know, again, now that I'm training others to just, you know, pass the torch, because it is a blessed art, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit more into that. And, yeah, I'm a new mommy, too, and, you know, once again, yoga is really, really helping me to just to cope with the challenges of being a new mother, because the labor and delivery went a little different, wound up with a C-section instead of the natural birth. But all that said and done, you know, it just helps me to see the blessing of life, however it's, you know, however the path is. But that's me in a nutshell.
You are the perfect person to be on this show.
Exactly. And Danielle, dear, how about you?
My name, I'm Danielle Hatchell, and I'm the owner of Expanding Growth Counseling and Wellness Center, and I'm based in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. The vision, I provide counseling and life coaching through a mind, body, and spirit approach. And I have a holistic approach in that I really focus on treating all aspects of the individual, knowing that upsets don't come necessarily just from the way that we think or how we feel, but there are a lot of aspects that come into play. So I do it through lots of mechanisms. I use meditation, visualization, and also tools for relaxation in combination with therapy. So doing talk therapy and also including other aspects as well to move people through with their experience and in their lives. The mission of Expanding Growth is to provide quality counseling and also wellness training and life coaching to the community for the purpose of supporting people in groups and also couples. I do couples work and working through and also rising above the challenges that they face in their lives and helping people to have healthy relationships. A big part of what I do a lot of work with my clients to teach them not only how to be in relationships with others, but how to be in relationship with themselves, to have healthier relationships. So I love what I do. I love my practice. And I'm really excited about being here today. So thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. And, you know, I cannot pat myself on the back because my inspiration is downloaded daily from Spirit, and the fact that you three people came to me for this show, could there not have been a better panel? I mean, amazing, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yes, you are all amazing. Well, maybe one of you all can tell me, for the purpose of our listeners, we hear the term stress all the time, and I think it's used and often misused. Can we get a good definition of what stress actually is?
This is Danielle.
Okay.
The way that I view stress is that it's really the body's way of responding to any demand, and that it could be any type of event. It could be something that's favorable, like having a baby or getting a new job or getting married, or it could be something that's unfavorable, like losing a job or ending a marriage. But it's the way your mind perceives the stress or the perceived stressor. As it does, the body releases hormones, and there are chemical reactions. One hormone in particular is called cortisol. And as it's released in the body, it triggers a part of your nervous system where there's a fight-or-flight response, where we feel panicked quite often or our heart might start to race. And as it goes through that process, you know, the body, it deals with the wear and tear. And the way that our bodies are hardwired is that back when we were first created, we actually had to respond physically to those types of threats to be able to actually fight off an enemy or to be able to run. But nowadays, we don't have to necessarily deal with, you know, tigers or lions.
Right.
You know, it could be leaving your cell phone
tiger,
at home.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it could be leaving your cell phone at home for the day or losing your laptop. That creates that same type of response that we're hardwired for. And I think it's so many things that happen to us in our lives, the stress, it accumulates. And as it does, we experience physical symptoms from those stressors. You might notice that you might start to get sick more so than often, or sometimes there's chronic illness that develops over time, or sometimes the byproduct of stress is that you might start to cope in a way that's more maladaptive, so trying to shop more to alleviate your stress, or perhaps eat more to alleviate the stress. So that's just a nutshell how I view stress and what happens as we encounter it.
Okay, let's clarify right now. That was a good definition of stress, but now shopping doesn't have to be maladaptive, and eating doesn't have to be maladaptive. However,
now I'm talking about excessive shopping that is way beyond person's means. Excessive shopping.
Okay, you know, I had to advocate for the shoppers out there and for we eaters. You know. But okay, that makes a lot of sense. And Danielle, I can relate to that, not just experiencing it myself, but also in my role as massage therapist, I see some of the physiological effects of stress in the bodies that I work on, those tight muscles that are holding, not just in the neck and the shoulders, but in various areas, because we can hold stress in different parts of the body. And as you mentioned, we can develop all sorts of illnesses as a result of stress. I also see it in the classroom, teaching public speaking, because that is listed in probably the top two fears that people have. So I actually pick up on it and feel it and have to protect myself when I go into the classroom because of all of that anxiety that's floating about from students, especially on speech days.
Yeah.
And I like what you said. It's our mind. You said something about it's not just what we experience, but how we think about what it is, or how we envision it or hold it in our consciousness.
Yeah, I have something to say about that. I just,
okay.
Christina here, by the way. I certainly agree with everything Danielle said. I was reminded of a Chinese proverb I just read that said, tension is who you think you should be, relaxation is who you are. Now, having said that, I do think that if we were to imagine a life without stress at all, it would be sort of boring, and we probably wouldn't get all that much accomplished. So one thing I'd like to point out is that even though stress does take its toll, especially if we don't go out of our way, if we don't make a point of managing it, the flip side of that is that sometimes at least some stress is a really helpful thing to have, especially if we need to accomplish things, meet deadlines. If we are in relation with other people, there's going to be things that will come up. So, you know, while we certainly have to fight against the stress that goes out of control, and especially on a hormonal and physical level and emotionally, that, you know, we really shouldn't hope for or expect to have a life that has no stress at all.
Point well taken.
And I'd like
point.
To make a quick comment about stress. One thing I try to teach my daughter and, you know, my coaching clients is, you know, we're so quick to say, oh, he or she stresses me out. And I have to remind, you know, people that, you know, no one can actually stress you out. It's how you internalize their actions, their words, that stresses you out. And I always say stress is just our response to any outside influence. And, you know, good stress is like that anxiety, like Christina.
Yes.
Christina said, you know, just getting that deadline done, or, you know, I watch a lot of these reality shows where they're cooking under a deadline. So that's, you know, there's good stress that can give you that push forward. But I said bad stress is that stress that, you know, it just really brings you down. It gives you that sense of, like, hopelessness and, you know, and anger and, you know, any other emotions that really is not very healthy. So, you know, I always say no one can stress you out. It's all in how you look at things.
Agreed.
That's a good point. And I think that's the first tool that we can talk about to help alleviate stress is basically how you internalize or view the stress, how you look at things. Would you all agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, and once again, anyone can take this question. What are some other useful tools that you all have used with clients to help alleviate stress?
I would say, you know, especially in the moment, the very first place that I like to start is teaching people how to breathe. So many of us don't breathe deeply, or, you know, especially if we're stressed, we tend to breathe more shallowly. But most of us, even on a normal day, don't take as full and deep a breath as we could or should. I've just become a recent fan of yoga, and my favorite yoga instructor says many genius things all the time. But one of the things that really stuck with me that she said was that, you know, most of us typically breathe in what would be the equivalent of like a pint or two of air, but, you know, deep yogic breathing might sometimes involve as much as, I forget now what the number was, but it was like a do you know this, Dana, like a gallon of air or some crazy, like almost unthinkable amount of air. And the point is just that people don't breathe deeply, and that is always the good place to start when things are getting really stressful and you might not know anything else. What you can tell yourself is, I know I am breathing in, I know I am breathing out. And sometimes that's all you can know in a moment, but that's a good place to start.
I certainly agree with that. I'm sure Dana will chime in as well. I've practiced yoga on and off for over 20 years. And so what I've learned, one of the biggest things that I've learned from that is the importance of my breath. And I've learned different ways of breathing. And it is, we think of breath as an unconscious action that we do, but it can be conscious. And it has saved me time and time again. So I definitely say, yeah, good one for the list. Dana, did you want to add some more?
Oh, definitely. And with the breath as well, I always say, you know, your breath quality, you know, really mimics your life quality. You know, sometimes I will just do breathing meditations with my client. I tell them to think about, you know, the breath as taking on things. We're very quick to inhale, but if you notice the breath pattern, we don't really exhale as equally. I said, so imagine yourself walking around with an empty garbage can all day, and people come in and they throw their trash in your garbage can, and you're just taking the trash in, you're breathing it in, and then by the time at the end of the day we need to release, there's no place to put your own garbage. So I said, you know, the first thing you do when stress comes in is breathe it in and breathe it out, and just look at it, because sometimes when things come up that bother us or can potentially stress us, we want to avoid it. But that which we avoid is going to come up time and time again. It's going to change its skin. It's going to change its color. It's going to come up again. So I tell, you know, my students, clients, and my family and friends, when something stresses you out or bothers you, take a moment and sit with it. Breathe it in, and while you're breathing it in, look at it for what it is, for what it's worth. Is it something to really, you know, is it something worth being stressed out or angry about? Then just as equally as you breathed it in, breathe it out and just let it go. Just let it go. I mean, if it's something you can't change, hey, you can't change it. It's just best to let it go. So it's just really acknowledge it. And the breath is, you know, like Christina said, it's very powerful, and we don't pay attention to it. It's free, it's easy, and it is mood-changing. I said it's akin to those who love Starbucks. You know, you need that morning pick-me-up, breathe.
That's a good point. Hey, Danielle, do you want to add anything to that? I know you said you do meditation and relaxation with folks, so I know breathing is part of that.
Absolutely. And I absolutely agree with what they're saying about breathing. And so often I teach my clients about the use of breath and how to use the breath to get them through anxiety or panic attacks. Is that it's such, and like Dan was saying, it's free, and you can have all you want, you know, and it helps you. It's immediate when you really start to focus on your breath. So along with that, I also tell my clients to pay attention to their thoughts, because so often as we're moving through our day, and especially when we're experiencing stress, we're thinking thoughts that create more stress. Or the way that we're looking at a situation, it makes us more upset. So often it's about paying attention to the way that they're thinking and to really start to dispute some of those thoughts that allow them to stay stuck in the stress. I think that so often when we talk about people or how we are with people in life, we don't allow people to say half the things that we say to ourselves. So that's why I think disputing is so important when we find ourselves getting caught up in that negative way of thinking. The second thing is always tell people to get support, especially when you're experiencing stress. If you have a good friend, someone that's positive, someone that's uplifting, it's good to share how you're feeling with someone else so that you're not sort of stuck in it, you know, by yourself trying to wade your way through. And the other thing is that once a person knows exactly what it is that they need to do, once they're clear about some problem, some situation in their lives they need to change, they really need to start getting busy and to become active in making that change happen in order to get out of the place where they're stuck in the stress. So those are the tools that I often tell people that I work with my clients.
Okay, well, let's pause at this moment just to highlight at least one of the things that you mentioned, Danielle. And I truly believe in it when you say to get support and to have people in your life that, you know, can help support what you do, uplift you. And in the same vein, this is the hard piece for some people. Releasing some people or limiting your time with people that don't uplift you. and do bring you down and just have just that negative Nelly effect on you, because that can cause stress as well, or that can trigger that stress response.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, also as we talk about a place to start, I would also just make a small pitch that I know everybody will agree with, that, you know, when our minds and our bodies start reacting to stress, a good first place to start, as well as the breathing and all those things that we've talked about, is to just make sure that we're giving our body everything we can in terms of enough rest, enough water, some healthy foods, those baseline things that we often let go by the wayside, especially when we're stressed, are even more important when, you know, we're asking a lot from our bodies and our minds.
Good point. And since you mentioned food, I know you do the holistic nutrition consulting. And so, Zena, if you could expand a little bit more on, I know there are some foods out there that are more supportive for people when it comes to mood and stress and things like that. So can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, what's really sort of a bit of a catch-22 is that when we get stressed, we tend to crave things that are sugars and starches, carbohydrates, basically. And the thing of it is that makes it so hard to change that is that those things will work in the very short term. So that's where it gets tricky, right? I mean, chocolate will, in
fact,
make
you
feel better. Unfortunately, it's not a good long-term solution. So
Exactly.
So, and it's and the same with alcohol or, you know, whatever else you might turn to in the moment. It may feel like it's helping, but you have to look at the bigger picture, of course. And so while there's no harm in having a small piece of chocolate now and again or even having some carbohydrates, there are some, of course, healthier carbohydrates that we could choose. We don't need to go for bread or cake or any of those things. We could certainly get our carbohydrates from vegetables because complex carbohydrates do the same thing. They help boost serotonin and all that. They just do it a little bit slower. The good news is they don't raise our blood sugar so fast. So, you know, getting those whole grains, vegetables that have complex carbohydrates, those things are really helpful. We also could look at things that help to trigger tryptophan, which is a calming amino acid. So things like, you know, we always hear about turkey, but also potatoes and bananas and other things have that. Some depression-fighting foods also would be things that support brain chemistry, like essential fatty acids. So fish and nuts and seeds and things that have healthy oils would be helpful. Mostly it's a matter of avoiding the things that cause stress, like sugar, caffeine, nicotine, things like that deplete our B vitamins, and then trying to replace it with things like dark leafy greens that have so many minerals and potassium-rich foods that help keep our blood pressure stable and, you know, things that have B vitamins and support the adrenal glands. So we're talking about whole grains, nuts, beans. And, of course, it's important to boost the immune system so that our body can bounce back from these things. So things like vitamin C foods, that would be your peppers, your broccoli, your citrus, kiwis, cherries, things like that also have anti-inflammatories. So we're helping the body and the brain at the same time.
Okay, wonderful. All right, let's pause for a moment and see if there are any callers who have questions. I know we have some callers on the line. The call-in number is, oh, this is a good question. What is the call-in number? 917-889-7806. I always try to memorize it, and my memory tends to fail me just when I need it. 917-889-7806. If you have questions for any of our panelists or for me or a comment to make, this is a time to call in and do that. And as you, we are waiting for you, Dana, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. We didn't know if your little man had called you away. Do you have any other tools that you would like to share? Or talk a little bit more about yoga and how that in itself is a wonderful tool for relieving stress?
It really is. I think Danielle, she spoke about meditation. Meditation is key. And also, you know, just moving your body, be it yoga, be it walking, anything that's just really going to, you know, put you in a new place. You know, by exercising, we raise endorphins. And, you know, it's a mood enhancer pretty much. So just get moving. Sometimes when we get stressed out, you know, all we want to do is eat those cookies and ice creams and chips. You know, I'm there. I'm totally there. But But, you know, sometimes it's best to say, okay, I'm craving this, so what can I do that's healthy and what may give me, like, this same feeling? So just getting outside, you know, walking. There's several yoga poses that help to just really raise the energetic level without it being so, you know, so challenging. So definitely when they're stressed, just get moving. You know, take a walk, you know, walk around the house. If you have steps in your house, just walk up and down the steps a few times, breathing. Definitely can, it goes a long, long way instead of just sitting with it and doing nothing.
Okay. Well, ladies, we have a caller right now from the 214 area code. The 214 area code. Caller, you are on the air. You have a question?
Yeah, hello. My name is Hakeem Mumford, and I actually have a question about, you guys were talking about tools to help, I guess, combat stress. So what are some more tools besides breathing that I can use maybe to, I guess, let's say if I had a speech coming up, maybe I can use that to, to combat, so I'll be able to effectively give a good speech.
Well, you know, this is so funny. I have to say, Hakeem is one of my students, and speeches start tomorrow. So this is a very relevant question for him. Can you help him out, ladies?
Hakeem, hi. This is Dana. You know, I had something with public speaking, too. I wound up joining Toastmasters to get over that fear. You know, something very powerful that can help besides breathing is visualizations. It's like if you close your eyes and just see yourself doing your speech perfectly, and as you're closing your eyes, you're doing affirmations, and affirmations are just like sentences of power, like, you know, the speech went well, I spoke freely and easily, you know, people understood what I was saying. So if you close your eyes and kind of see yourself in the perfect scenario for what you're going to be doing, that goes a long way.
Okay,
that's a good
okay.
long way.
Okay, I see.
Okay, does that answer your question, Hakeem? Oh, someone else had. Okay, someone else is chiming in.
Yes, this is Danielle. Hi, Hakeem.
Hello.
There's an excellent website, and it goes along with the meditation and visualization. It's a Kaiser website. It's actually www.kp.org/listen. And if you go to that website, they have guided imageries. And guided imagery is a form of meditation where you sort of walk through this journey in your mind, whatever it is you want to accomplish. And they have all types of meditations for stress and anxiety, for anger and forgiveness. And there's also one for confidence, because so much of public speaking, when we're nervous about it, it's because we don't feel completely confident in our ability to stand in front of everyone to speak. And that could be a really good tool, a good mechanism to use, and it's free. They have podcasts as well. You can download them. It's a free service, and it can really support you in moving through it. So it starts with a brief introduction about what guided imagery is, because it's also a mystery to a lot of people. The second part is it takes you through the guided imagery, and the third part is they actually give you affirmations that are a part, that with the theme that you choose, and it actually could help you a lot in your speech that you have coming up soon.
Okay.
Could you repeat that website again, please, Danielle?
Absolutely. It's www.kp.org/listen.
Okay,
for Kaiser Permanente. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Wonderful. All right. Thank you, Hakeem, and good luck with your speeches, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Let's see. I have another caller, but I'm not sure if they're queued up with the question, so let's proceed, ladies. Okay, I thought that was another caller, but no, we'll move on. Could you all share some specific examples of success stories? This really helps to bring the experience alive for folks. So a person, a client, a student who has put into practice some of the tools that you all have mentioned, and they've had a positive result. They have managed to de-stress for success.
Well, I did have a client that I was working with. We were doing a combination of things, meditation and life coaching. what happened is she was going through a divorce, and, you know, she was just really stressed out. But she said it wasn't to the point to where she felt out of control. She just really needed some clarity around some things in her life. So, you know, we worked on some of the tools that we've spoken about here today, the breathing and the yoga. And I challenged her with, you know, just 30 days of dedicating 30 minutes to using some of the tools to de-stress. You know, she was actually in the whole process of it. She was going to lose her home because within a divorce she was going to be responsible for it and the children. So for 30 days she spent 30 minutes, you know, breathing, doing yoga, and just really giving herself positive affirmations. And I told her that, you know, every time, you know, the anxiety or the stress trigger came up, to just tell herself something that was contrary to what she was feeling. So she was feeling like money was lacking. Tell yourself that money is in abundance. And at the end of, actually before the 30 days ended, and she continued it on till this day, she's still doing it. Before the 30 days ended, you know, her financial situation turned around. She was actually able to get a modification on her home. She found another position within her company that was going to allow her for more financial freedom. And she said, had she not taken the time to just, you know, just call in positivity into her life during this stressful period, she probably, you know, the story would have ended quite differently. She said she probably would have had her home in foreclosure and just been very unhappy. So just by taking that time without excuses, because sometimes when we think about adding something else to our already busy schedule, it can be daunting. Mm-hmm. So without excuses, she did it for 30 days. And like I said, before the 30 days even ended, her life totally did a 180. And to this day, you know, she continues to promote taking time for yourself, you know, using your, I say you have a bag of tools. So pull out something from your bag of tools. You know, what's relevant today may not be relevant tomorrow, so use another tool. And you have the power to change your life. Stress can be what you want it to be, but just know that it begins and it ends with us. So, you know, she's like one of my hugest success stories, and you know, it's just great. It's just, you know, I'm very honored to just, you know, be a facilitator and all of that, but definitely.
I agree. I mean,
wonderful.
I think the self-talk is so important. We, like you said before, we often say things to ourselves that we would never say to a loved one outside of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So it's amazing how much you can change by just looking at the abundance in your life instead of focusing on the lack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful success story.
It is.
Right. Do you all have more? I know you have more. Would you like to share more? I'll be clear.
I have just a very brief one, which actually involves myself, which is that, like I said before, my yoga instructor, whose name is Julie Hester, has said a lot of genius things, and one of the things she said is that thing I said before about, I know I am breathing in, I know I am breathing out, and that helped me immensely recently when I had to get an MRI. I always sort of suspected that I was claustrophobic, but I didn't have actual concrete evidence of it until I had to go into this tube, and they actually had a face cage. Not only did I go into this tube, but they had this thing to hold, they were looking at my neck, so they had this thing to hold my head in place that involved a face cage, which was just, you know, inches, like an inch or two from my face. Very claustrophobic situation. They told me it would be about 20 minutes, and I thought, okay, well, it'll be difficult, but I can do that. And once I got in there, I've never felt so close to almost a panic attack in my life. Like, I was thinking, I'm going to freak out. Like, and they gave me a button to push in case I needed to, I guess, I don't know how quickly they would have yanked me out of there, but I knew that if I pushed this button, they're just going to have to start all over again. So I really didn't want to push the button. And I was almost in too much of a panic to even think about all the tools that I help other people remember. And so all I could remember in that moment is, I know I am breathing in, I know I'm breathing out, and trying to count, you know, the breath, like we've talked about before, like Dana was saying, trying to count the number of, you know, a five-count breath or whatever, just making sure that I'm breathing in for five counts and breathing out for five counts. And, you know, before I knew it, it really was over, but it was tough going. And I have to say that if not for the breathing, I don't think I would have gotten through it without having to ask them to stop. So it really made a difference for me.
Healer, heal thyself. And
right.
It sounded
sometimes
like you really did do that. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for sharing your success story, Zena.
Sure.
Before we move on into other success stories, we have another caller from the 443 area code. caller. You're on the line.
Hey, Tanya. This is Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I had a call. I had a question for, I think it was Danielle who was making a statement earlier. She was, I think she was giving or suggesting techniques or tips for not only having like better relationships with others, but having a better relationship with yourself. And I just wanted to kind of elaborate on that.
Absolutely. Lisa, that's a really good question. I think the way that we're trained is to see ourselves in, when we're in relationships, that we sort of put everything on the other person, you know, so how they're making us feel and, you know, whether we like it, whether we don't like it, that so many of our relationships really have to do with how we are with ourselves. So if we have a tendency to feel bad about ourselves or we don't value who we are, what's important to us, we nurture those relationships where people treat us that same way. And the opposite, if we feel good about ourselves, if we like who we are, then we nurture the relationships where people affirm that about ourselves. So many of the relationships, actually I would say all of them, have so much to do with how we feel about ourselves. And when we create a healthier relationship with ourselves, we then create healthier relationships with other people. Does that answer your question?
That does answer my question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a great question.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling in.
All right.
And, you know, Danielle, that was just bringing up for me a conversation we had on Facebook, I think. We may need to have you come back for February. You know, that special month, Valentine's Day month, you know, and talk more about relationships.
Yes, I would absolutely be honored to come back. And it's something I work with so many of my clients around relationship issues, and I would love to come back and to participate in that show.
Okay, great. Now, do you have any success stories? I know that you're bound by an ethical code. You can't give us too much identifying information or whatnot. But in your practice, in general terms, any success stories you can share about people transforming stress?
Absolutely. I was thinking in particular about a woman that I was working with, and she came to see me because she was experiencing a lot of depression. It was a really heavy depression. And though she was still able to function and go to work, but it was started to feel overwhelming, and she was also dealing with a relationship issue. So as we started to work in therapy, she was very open to meditation and actually chose me as a therapist because she wanted to be able to use the tool of meditation and therapy, which are some of my favorite clients because I absolutely love to combine meditation with therapy. So
mm-hmm.
we started working through some of the issues, and so much of what she was experiencing had to do with how she grew up in her family and how she was treated and how those patterns that were established at a really early age were playing themselves out in all of her love relationships. So once she got clarity about that and was able to do some healing through, when I talked about guided imagery, you know, going through like a healing type of meditation where you're walked through a process of healing, is she was able to move, and she moved quickly. So in the span of about 2 months, she had healed a lot of the old wounds that came up for her. She made a decision to end her relationship. She felt really good about it and was excited about moving ahead with her life. So that was a wonderful, and her stress level, of course, throughout the process, too, decreased significantly, so she felt clear enough to know what she needed to do next.
Mm.
So that's my success story. I talk about her all the time. She did great, great work in there.
It's amazing when how fast it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Those are some phenomenal stories, ladies, that you all have shared. I love a good success story. Now, I know that you all don't just have one-on-one sessions with folks. Can you share with us any upcoming events or trainings or classes that you have so that folks can really take advantage of the wonderful healing that you provide?
This is Dana. I have a couple of things coming up as I get back into this swing of things wonderfully. On September 25th,
I'm having a Reiki Level 1 workshop for those that want to explore Reiki, which is a healing touch therapy. There's a lot of wonderful benefits of Reiki, as you know, Tanya. Those that want to just, again, take control of their own healing and definitely help to heal others. And also we have a yoga teacher training, a Level 1 yoga teacher training for those that may be interested in, you know, just exploring a yoga practice on a deeper level and or actually becoming certified to teach to others. And that's on November 5th. And it can be found on my website, www.spiritualessenceyoga.com. And just click on the workshop icon. And we'll be updating that as other things come up the pike this fall.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Other classes, trainings, workshops. Zena, you want to talk about your website?
Sure. I have at stressmonkeyguru.com a number of holistic stress management programs. They range from 6 to 10 weeks. And there are a number of programs that you can start at any time of the year, and you could, they're done on a rotating basis, yet self-paced. There are a couple that are coming up that are particularly relevant, like coping with holiday stress, which runs from about mid-October through December. And then in the new year, starting, you know, as soon as people would like to start in January, I'd like to mention New Year resolutions in stress reduction. It's a bit of a mouthful, but essentially all the programs are done online, and they're done in the privacy of your own home. For it's basically 6 to 10 weeks, and you get a module every week that has 5 components, a nutrition component, a breathing component, some information that's specific to your health need, a journaling exercise, and a movement exercise. And you also get 30 minutes consult each week and email support for all, any questions that you might have. So that's basically what it is each week. And like I said, it's done completely at your own home and on your own schedule, and basically completing the program takes about 20 minutes a day, so it's not a humongous time commitment, but it is something that does take a little bit of practice, so being able to focus on it just for a little bit at least each day, and then a half hour per week to talk through some things is how I approach it.
Okay, so actually, as Danielle said, developing that relationship with yourself.
Right.
And making sure that you're committing to yourself and taking care of you. And, you know, similar to what Dana said about her success client, too, she took that 30 minutes for 30 days to really commit to herself and to take that time out. Okay, excellent. All right. Ms. Danielle, do you have anything to add to that?
Or yes,
how can
I do.
Folks contact you? Okay. Go ahead.
Sure. I have, through our practice, I offer a free meditation circle that I offer to the community, and it's the second Monday of every month, and it just so happens that it's going to be tomorrow, our next circle for the month of September, but it's in my office, which is 9672 Pennsylvania Avenue, located in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. So I'll be doing that, and we go from 7 p.m. until 7:45. And I'm also going to be having a stress management training, and it's going to be at the public library in Upper Marlboro. It's going to be on Thursday, October 20th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And so I'm really excited to be offering it. There's so many people, they experience, you know, of course, like we're talking about stress, and they just don't know what to do with it or how to move through it. So I love to teach people skills and tools and techniques to move through it. So I'm excited to be offering the training in October.
Oh, wonderful. You all have some really meaty offerings. Okay, for the vegetarians out there, some really tofu-y offerings out there. That was corny, wasn't it?
What about a mushroom?
Oh, my favorite, my favorite. That's for sure. I wanted to give any last callers a chance to call in and ask questions of this fabulous panel of stress management gurus. I've called you divas. I've called you gurus.
I've been called worse.
You know, queens, angels, whatever you choose, that is fine. We do have another caller from the 202 area code. Caller, you are on the line. You have a question or a comment?
Hello, everybody. My name is Kishon Rout, and I'm calling actually to ask a question for Miss Danielle.
Yes, hello.
Hi. I was calling. I got the contact information for everyone else, and I was wondering if you had a website or any contact information for what is it, Expanding Growth?
Yes, Expanding Growth Counseling and Wellness Center. And it's funny that you called it asking the questions. I was just thinking that I need to let somebody know this information. So, yes, I do. My website is www.daniellehatchell.com.
Could you spell Hatchell for them, Danielle?
Yes, I can, because I've been called Hatchet and Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
And so it's my name, first name, Danielle. Last name is Hatchell.com. And also I have a number where I could be reached, and that number is 301-300-8038.
Okay, thank you so much. You ladies were great. I appreciate all the information that I've obtained.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling
in.
Thanks, Kishon.
Thanks.
Okay, so ladies, I want to make sure that all of you get a chance to share your information, your contact information for our listeners out there so that they can find out how they can dine at your healing tables. So if you could just one at a time tell us again. Danielle, we just got yours.
And mine is easy, stressmonkeyguru.com. I also have a Stress Monkey Guru Facebook page, and you can follow me on Twitter at Stress Monkey G.
Ha, 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 Stress Monkey G, huh? Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't all fit.
I love it.
It's Twitter, right?
Right.
No,
that's
well,
Twitter
Gmail, okay.
That's Twitter, yeah. That was the Twitter name.
That was a Twitter, yeah.
Right.
It, tweet is short, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and Dana?
My website is www.spiritualessenceyoga.com. I'm also on Facebook. You can find me under the Yoga Diva.
See, I knew Diva was the appropriate name.
Yes. Yes.
Tanya,
okay.
This is Danielle.
Okay.
Danielle. I also wanted to add that I could be almost on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook under Expanding Growth Counseling and Wellness Center, and also on Twitter under Expanding Growth.
Okay, wonderful. All right, folks, we are winding down to the end. Can you even, fathom that this has gone so quickly?
It goes so fast.
Yeah.
You all make it so easy, that's for sure. I do see, I think I have one more caller, so if we could make it brief, I am going to give that caller a chance. Do you have a question, or has your question been answered, caller, in the 202 area code? No? Okay, well, I think that person is done, and that's that answered my question, right? I would like to thank you all so much, De-Stress for Success Divas, Dana Smith, Danielle Hatchell, and Christina Ruthheiser. You all have been absolutely fabulous in providing some really good tools to help us not stay in a place of distress, but learn to de-stress for success. Wonderful. And, Danielle, you know, I'll be getting back with you on February, right?
Yes. I'm available. Just call me.
All right. And, Christina, thank you again for coming a second time onto our show. And thank you for turning me on to one of next month's panelists, which I'll speak about in a moment. And I'm not replacing you. Just I know you couldn't do it this month, so we may be calling on you again. And Dana, you have been a delight. You have been a delight and a light for so many. I've heard so much about you from different sources without having met you. So I feel that we're going to meet pretty soon.
Oh, yes.
Because I'd love to follow up with some of your services. wonderful. So I would like to invite you all, as well as the listeners, to tune in again next month. And just be aware that we usually do our second Sundays at 6, but we're switching next month to the first Sunday because I think I might be away for my birthday weekend, which falls on the second Sunday in October. So Mind, Body, and Soul, yay! Mind, Body, and Soul Food will be airing on October 2nd from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have a panel of experts who will share holistic ways to support people experiencing cancer. So two colleagues of mine from Hippocrates Way Natural Wellness Center will be on. One is Linda Ryder, and she will talk about homeopathy, and one is Julie Magrum, and she will address acupuncture. And then also a contact I got from Christina, we have Vandana Prasad-Perowit. She will be our holistic nutrition expert. And you know that that will be a show that will provide so much to sustain us all. Now, if you would like to contact me, Tanya Parker, the Natural Sister, you can email me at tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com. For more information about my healing, teaching, writing services, or if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for Mind, Body, and Soul Food, you can go to my website at www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com for upcoming events, including the open house we're having at Hippocrates Way this Wednesday, 9:14. That's in Seabrook, Maryland, right below NASA. And so more information is on my website, but you can drop in from 3 to 6 p.m. And so I'll be presenting on conscious communication as well as part of the team providing complimentary seated massage. Yay.
Nice.
Also, I work with two of my healing sisters, Wilma Denise Lee and Reverend Alicia Sensei Hill. And we form Hands That Heal. So on September 18th, next Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m., we will be having one of our monthly Reiki shares in Greenbelt. So if you're interested, you can contact me and we can get you the address to that. And so that is an open share for those who would like to receive Reiki. And then at the end, the practitioners will gather and the healers will heal ourselves. You can feel free to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Blog Talk. I tell you, we're just connected out here in all sorts of ways. So this evening we have been fed, I mean truly fed, some nourishing morsels to help us all de-stress for success. And as usual, each month I leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go. And this month it's from Maureen Killoran. And she says that stress is not what happens to us. It's our response to what happens. And response is something we can choose. So thank you for dropping in to dine on another delicious meal at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Table. And we hope to hear you next time. All right, Gay, why don't you take us out?
One, two, here I go. Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat, a school of piranhas or a Venus flytrap. Takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman. Yeah, you can be.